All right, gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Lang, do you have anything else for the good of the order?
I think Mr. Smith has received a request from the...
An executive assistant at Carlin...
Freeman Group.
From Carlin Freeman Companies. And going back probably maybe 6 months or so ago, the commission, as a result of seeing a lot of these revisions of communities where deletion and say multifamily and going to single family and different changes that have come about resulting in market conditions, you gentlemen may recall we'd mentioned the possibility of having a tour, and we had thought that Bayside Americana might be a nice one to see because it's certainly has a good solid foundation, well on its way towards the 1700 and some odd units it was approved for. And earlier this week I did get an email from a administrative assistant out there extending to the Planning and Zoning Commissioners, Mr. Lank, Mr. Robertson, as well as Assistant Director Abbott, for a tour of the Bayside community as a community. They also indicated that Steve Marsh, GMB, Jim Willey, and Doug Brown would, who they refer to as historians, because Mr. Brown has a lot for our education should we decide to take advantage of this information. I forwarded the email to Mr. Robertson and Mr. Lank because if we decide to act on this, we have to have a FOIA notice on this. So with that said, gentlemen.
We'd have to advertise it as a meeting.
Had to post.
And the date being October 3rd, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Having recently toured the facility in another endeavor, I can tell you that I think it is well worth the trip. I really do.
What day is that
I'm
on?
I'm hoping we can do that.
Friday,
okay.
What was it, October 3rd?
3rd.
Correct. As I said, the email came to me unsolicited. It was something we talked about 6 or 7 months ago, I guess, and they must have heard what we said.
I think the idea, too, part of that discussion was seeing, you know, instead of just seeing the paper drawings all the time, being able to apply a plan to an existing development on the site.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what was that date again?
Friday, October 3rd.
3rd time on it?
10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
10 a.m.
to 1 p.m.
1 p.m., okay. What we'd have to do is prepare an agenda of sorts and post it. Given time, location, and place, because the commission is over a quorum, so you have three or more, you have to have it's a public meeting.
We have to post it, yeah.
Perhaps we'd have room on the tour for the League of Women Voters to attend with us.
Best if we take one of Mr. Johnson's large RVs, you know.
Well,
but they
it might not fit the parking spots.
They respectfully request, too, some type of RSVP so they know if they would be providing a shuttle service, whether, you know, we go around, you know, whether, because it's comprehensive of the five members here, plus Mr. Lank, Mr. Abbott, Mr. Robertson, and perhaps League of Women.
I think we definitely need a chaperone, so that would be a wise.
10 to 3, or 10 to 1.
Yeah.
Someone with common sense.
Yes. And to keep it dignified.
Yeah.
Okay then. Let's try.
For me.
Try to make that happen, I guess. Mr. Smith, if you would RSVP for us, I guess.
I think I'd prefer to let that come from.
Or why don't?
Or let's let the staff do it.
Somebody
we
else.
Can do it.
Yeah.
We can respond and
staff will do it. Sure.
It works for everybody for that date.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
Friday, October 3rd.
Yeah.
I'll respond.
Okay.
Then you'll post just an agenda.
We have to post an agenda.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Just a special.
Hope it doesn't ring.
Yeah, just a special for the purpose of touring the facilities at Americana Basin.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we bring our golf clubs?
That was, it said, the one I saw said,
They suggest meeting at Bayside, where we would provide a shuttle to the Bayside for the Bayside tour, rendezvous for lunch back at the Coup, which is a snack bar at the pro shop, and offer a round of golf after lunch for any golfers in the group if they so choose.
There you are.
Caution you against taking free rounds of golf.
that could be a matter for the.
That's a caution.
It's a Carl Freeman course, and I'm a member of another Carl Freeman.
I'd be a matter for state.
You get off easy anyway.
State Integrity Commission might want to weigh in on that.
Yeah, you think? They might. Okay. Anyone else have anything for the good of the order?
Perhaps if they see Mr. Ross play golf, they may deem that a punishment rather than a
My reputation precedes.
Okay. All right, gentlemen. The question was, anything else for the good of the order? Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for adding into tonight's agenda a bittersweet remembrance of the heinous events of 13 years ago.
I appreciate that, and I must say that I would have to credit Mr. Johnson for that, who communicated with me earlier today, and I meant to do it at the very beginning, and then it occurred to me when we were marching through the agenda. So, but yes, all right. Anything else? All right, then.